Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, it is Chris Bryant and Andrew Price here on a Thursday afternoon. You're pretty excited about tonight, aren't you?
Well, I'm flattered that you gave me the same name as Andrew McKay, Andrew Price. I appreciate that. we had just been talking about Andrew's show this morning.
We were just talking about Andrew and Mike.
Yes. All right. Anyways, I'm sorry. What did you ask me?
What did you say, Andrew? No.
Yeah, come again, man?
No, it was so funny because we were talking about Andrew, and he's been one really busy guy today. He's been out at Sherman Field for the air show. And have you heard some of those reports coming in this afternoon? Amazing. He had one I heard earlier today. He was talking about the F-35 and how loud it flew over as he was doing a report.
Yeah.
It friggin' shook the radio. I mean,
he couldn't have timed that better.
No, I really couldn't. Anyway, good job. Maybe we can get a hold of him and give us an afternoon follow-up in terms of what happened today, how it happened today, and what's going to happen tomorrow. 8 o'clock, gates open. I would suggest you getting there mighty early for the show. Of course, the Blues and the Thunderbirds putting on an amazing couple of days already over the skies of Pensacola. Now it's showtime. 2 o'clock tomorrow, Center Point. They're going to be flying. Who gets the top? I guess at 2 o'clock, we know the Blues start. Usually Fat Albert comes over. Blues start at that point.
Right.
Where do the Thunderbirds fit in? Are they before the Blues or are they after the Blues? Do you know the lineup?
I am actually not so sure.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, and I'm one of them.
Yeah,
Well, of course, we have to address this elephant in the room. Happy Halloween, you know, October 31st.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and do just want to give some reminders. Sheriff Chip Simmons gave some earlier today, but I will reiterate, try to wear something reflective or have a flashlight handy. Doesn't hurt to have both. If you are driving down neighborhoods, of course, look out for people walking down the side of the roads. If you're backing out, make sure you have a spotter so you don't back into someone, so on and so forth.
Just good common sense.
Yes, be careful.
And speaking of common sense, I got a story coming up a little bit later this hour. I haven't really scheduled where I'm gonna drop it or anything, but it's about autism. And Autism Pensacola, very interesting group, very smart group, reminding you that the blue trick-or-treat buckets that you might see on the streets tonight mean children carrying them are on the autism spectrum.
Really?
Did you know about the blue buckets?
If I had, I had forgotten about it.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a story coming up sometime this hour. I pulled some audio on it. I think you're going to enjoy this. They may not offer like looking at you directly in the eye or not. They may not even say trick or treat or answer questions, but treat them as you would any other child, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Look for the blue bucket and make the night fun for all. Autism Pensacola knocking it out of the park tonight.
And also, you know, it's not just the kids out and about that are celebrating the Halloween spirit. I recently mentioned Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Well, the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, they took part in their little Halloween canine costume contest. And, of course, canine officers dressed up. You can find how they did on their Facebook page. But I will spoil this for you. The winner was Buster the Beagle. He was dressed up as a bee.
I would have loved to have seen.
Putting the bee in Beagle.
I would have loved to have seen. I got three little monsters running around the house. They're dressed in Halloween costumes. One is dressed as a silky Yorkie. One's another silky Yorkie. And one's a Yorkshire Terrier.
Wow.
They look, the costumes are great.
I was about to say. So
they look like the
they
real
went down
things.
Similar themes. Yeah, good for them.
Austin, and I do apologize for saying Andrew, but we were talking about Andrew. It just came zipping across. I guess I'm going to claim a senior moment on that one. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, and that is a mouthful, was released today, giving another look at inflation. Fox Business's Edward Lawrence explains more.
overall PCE inflation exactly where the Federal Reserve would like to see it. It is just about its 2% target. But the core inflation, that's the sticky inflation that really is the problem in this. And it is year over year not close to where they want it. In fact, it's 2.7% since July and it's been stuck there. Vice President Harris again offering hope, though, on this.
To actually get things done, including bringing down the cost of living for people, investing in our small businesses, expanding access to health care, investing in American industries, including the future of American industries.
The economy will likely be one of the key voting aspects coming up in this election as people go to the polls, you know, until Tuesday.
Okay, if you happen to have made the mistake and tried to access NAS Pensacola and you weren't able to get on the base today, reason for that, they had the base closed off because of the preparations for the air show. Mm. Back open tomorrow morning. So with the air show, folks. Oh, my gosh, the crowd. 8 a.m., those gates open up over at NAS Pensacola. So I say to you, tread smartly. And good luck.
You're going to need it.
There you go.
Just past 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Early voting for the November 5th general election is October 21st through November 2nd, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. For early voting locations, you can visit votesantarosa.gov. Looking at the roads here, we don't have issues anywhere where you wouldn't expect it. Got some on Highway 29, Highway 90, particularly if you're traveling eastbound towards downtown Milton, and on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're currently sitting at 79 degrees. We do have a high surf advisory in effect, and it's been cloudy for a good portion of the day. Well, tonight's low is going to be 71. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny Friday, high of 82, low of 66.
The cloud cover today reminded me of the inversion layer out on the West Coast. I don't know if you're familiar with the West Coast weather or not. They have this morning inversion layer, that a lot of clouds, but by noon it cranks up and you have beautiful SoCal weather. When I got up this morning and saw it, it looks a little cloudy out there.
Yeah.
And it kind of brought back some memories of what goes on the West Coast on that side of the equation. Listen, have you been keeping up with former President Trump and his antics from the trash man and all this other stuff that's going on? Well,
right.
It's quite entertaining. It really is. The former president, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you an update here because he is now in New Mexico. Rough state for the former president.
Yeah.
Didn't do so well. I think he lost by about 9 points in the 2020 election.
Yeah, they're pretty blue.
Yeah, well, he's out there in New Mexico at this very minute where he courted Hispanic voters.
Former President Trump started to give a typical stump speech in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then said,
I came here. You know, we can be nice to each other, or we can talk turkey. Let's talk turkey, okay?
He praised Hispanic voters, calling them hardworking and entrepreneurial.
So I'm here for one simple reason. I like you very much, and it's good for my credentials with the Hispanic or Latino community.
He then said he wanted to take a poll and asked them which term they preferred.
Latinos. Hispanics.
He said the state of New Mexico is on the front lines of one of the most important campaign issues, border security. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
You ready for a few numbers here? I'm just getting them assimilated and organized. And just coming in here, I want to give it to you fresh. And as of this afternoon, breakdown of early votes in Escambia County, 48,479 Republicans, 26,167 Democrats, 12,808 independent voters. Now, Tappy Villain over in Santa Rosa County reporting 44,692 Republicans, 10,182 Democrats, and 9,111 independent voters. Don't forget, polls are open until 7 o'clock this afternoon.
All righty.
But let me just add this caveat here. If you're going to the polls, it's going to be dark.
Yes.
Drive slowly. You mentioned this just a few moments ago. Treat it as if it were a school zone.
That's smart.
20 miles per hour or something. Like, listen, it's not going to take much of your time, but don't get in that position of rushing through neighborhoods with kids and adults out there.
Yeah.
Be extra careful this Halloween.
Absolutely. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Russia, the nation, is fining Google for a lot of money. And the amount of money that they are fining them for is perhaps a bit too large for the average human mind to comprehend. But it's okay, because we got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Larry McKee, and I'm running for Milton City Council in Ward 2. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, retired maintenance manager for the Postal Service, and currently driving a school bus for Milton Schools. I believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. As your next city councilman, I will bring an open mind, willing to listen to opposing opinions instead of only wishing to hear from those supporting the status quo. I'm Larry McKee, and I'm asking for your vote for Milton City Council. Remember, McKee is the key to Milton's future.
Paid for and approved by Larry McKee, Milton City Council, Ward 2, C2.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. I didn't think the Post was going to ever get there. Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. We do appreciate you having us on today. You might be coming out of that office and maybe just flipping on that radio. We'd like to say hello and thanks for having us in your car with you today. You know, it's great to be in Pensacola, Austin. A lot of sun, mild temps this weekend, perfect conditions. Going to greet visitors to the Blues homecoming show. But that's not all. Think about this. Things going on around here. Foo Foo Fest, Gulf Coast Arts Fest, the Greek Fest. And, of course, the SEC Women's Soccer Championships will be getting underway Sunday through November 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan, which brings to mind tomorrow, and there's some madness to my method here, 5:12 tomorrow afternoon. We'll be speaking with somebody from the SEC or Pensacola Sports, getting us up to date on the teams that come into Pensacola, the 12 ladies' teams coming to Pensacola.
Yeah.
So 5:12, set that on your radio and make sure you're with us. 5:12, News Radio 92.3 on Friday.
All righty. Just a little bit past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or fire pit with Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, and your energy. You can learn more at gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have several spots of note. There was an accident reported at the intersection of Creighton Road and 9th Avenue, causing backups on both roads there. Also some issues on North Davis Highway, Highway 29, and Pine Forest Road. Even Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 66.
I wonder how many of you woke up this morning and realized that you ate all the candy before tonight.
Yeah.
I was in that boat.
We've all been there.
Oh, my gosh, I ate all the candy, so had to pick it up, go get a whole bunch of new candy for tonight. Very excited, but there's new data out this afternoon showing Americans are spending more money on Halloween this year compared to last. Lauren Harkson, she's up there in Birmingham at the TV affiliate for Fox. WBRC has more on the report.
The 2024 Halloween spending report by LendingTree shows overall Halloween spenders expect to shell out an average of $172 on things like activities, decorations, costumes, and, of course, candy. That would mean a bag of candy worth $10 now is down by 3 cents from the previous month. UAB Economics Assistant Professor Ben Meadow says while you're saving a few cents, you are spending more than last Halloween.
If you're talking about from a year ago, candy is up by a little bit, 1.8%. But again, these are not really large numbers when you think about how small of a price candy is.
That same $10 bag of candy you're buying now would have cost $9.82 last year.
Wow. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the two different segment of people that have different takes on Halloween, okay?
Okay.
First of all, the folks who just love it and ready to go and eat all of that candy, the consumers.
Yes.
The kids that go out there. Who else loves it? The dentist.
Right. Yeah, that is true.
We should check in to see if the dentist
has any uptick.
Exactly. How much during the Halloween after they scarfed down all this candy, how much business increase for the local dentist?
If you're brushing your teeth, hopefully not much. Oh, I hinted at this before the break. Russia fining Google for more money than the world's entire GDP.
Nice.
Yeah, apparently a Russian judge made that decision this week after Google removed state-run and pro-government accounts from YouTube. Google was fined 2 undecillion rubles, which is a that's a 2 followed by 36 zeros, or a trillion times a trillion times a trillion. The court said Google cannot return to the Russian market until after the fine is paid. Google has a current stock market value of about $2.1 trillion.
I'm sure there's a lot of folks shedding tears this afternoon on that.
You know? A lot of Russian people, yeah, because that just means, well, I'm never going to use the world's most relied upon search engine ever again.
Coming up this afternoon about 4:37, I'm going to talk to you about a very concerning trend in youth sports.
Mm.
I think you're going to like it. 4:37, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Former President Trump making a stop in New Mexico today, attempting to court Hispanic voters with 5 days till the election.
He praised Hispanic voters, calling them hardworking and entrepreneurial.
So I'm here for one simple reason. I like you very much, and it's good for my credentials with the Hispanic or Latino community.
He said the state of New Mexico is on the front lines of one of the most important campaign issues, border security.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal there. Vice President Harris reacting to an earlier Trump campaign event after the former president said he would protect women, whether they like it or not.
It actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority.
Harris speaking to reporters today before heading to events in battleground Arizona and Nevada. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Microsoft's better-than-expected earnings report wasn't enough to prevent the stock's steepest sell-off in 2 years as investors turned focus to the company's current forecast. Shares fell more than 5% today, marking their worst session since just over 2 years ago when they dropped 7.7%. That was a month before the public release of ChatGPT from Microsoft-backed OpenAI. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow falling 378, the S&P 500 dropped 108, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell more than 2.75% to 512 points. Merck today reporting third-quarter revenue and adjusted earnings that topped expectations as the company saw strong sales from its top-selling cancer drug Keytruda and its animal health business. U.S. crude oil futures for December were up more than 2.7% to under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Indianapolis Colts have benched Anthony Richardson for Joe Flacco. And obviously Flacco gives the 4-4 Colts a better chance to win right now, as Indy has a tough 4-game stretch right around the corner. But benching Richardson this quickly into his career is Indy admitting they already know they made a mistake in picking him, because if they thought Richardson could still be their franchise QB moving forward, there's no way they would sit him down. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Houston at New York tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. Houston, New York, confirmed analysis, plus pro hoops and college football. That's 5 big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now. Hear him for free on my recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Houston, New York, plus college football, pro hoops, and special prop action. I love to go 5-0 with the season free. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on. Start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton. Not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate 5-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Chris Bryant and Austin Price on Pensacola Right Now. And if you just joined us, thank you so much for having us on today. What a beautiful day. The transition road from the 110 to Davis Highway looks like it's starting to back up. You see any backups out there?
That's the thing. We always have backups over there, but we do. It is. It's just a preamble to what has been a pretty hectic day on the road so far. I will say this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. But yes, we do have some backups on that ramp and also on North Davis Highway itself, traveling northbound towards I-10. Outside of that, other issues include Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, and a lot of issues on Highway 90 between Avalon Boulevard and Glover Lane. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 66.
Okay, just a few minutes ago, I teased you on the fact that I wanted to talk to you about a sports story that's got a lot of folks scratching their heads and not really sure what it's all about. First of all, more girls are playing youth sports with a decline now in boys.
Really?
Taking a different platform altogether. This is according to an annual report. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more on the details.
The latest from the Aspen Institute's National State of Play shows that almost half of boys ages 6 to 17 participated regularly in sports in 2013, the number down to 41% last year. 34% of girls ages 6 to 12 and 38% of girls ages 13 to 17 participated in higher levels of sports last year, more than any other recent year dating back to at least 2012. Thoughts behind the decline in boys' sports participation include that some kids are getting priced out, edged out by competition, and while overall physical activity among the American youth received a D- from the Physical Activity Alliance. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Clear and cool tonight. Mild temps for your evening. It's just going to be a beautiful one. And tomorrow, temps in the middle 80s, a lot of sunshine. You'll have a thorough forecast coming up. Austin's ready to go with that in just a few minutes here. But Austin, before we get into that, talk about some high school football. We got a game tonight. Northview, the Chiefs taking on Flemington, Alabama.
Yeah, that's kind of a more puzzling game for me because Northview isn't really in my neck of the woods as far as, like, you know, where I grew up. But also,
that's God's country, by the way. I just want to explain that.
And also Flemington, man, I believe they have a decent team. Either that or I am thinking of somebody else.
I think
That's going to be a tough challenge for the Chiefs.
It sure is. And that game kicks off at 7 tonight in Flemington. But the Friday night games, and what a lineup coming down here. Central taking on Weewa.
Yeah, I got to take Central there.
All right. Scambia Tate, you like this game?
Yes, I really like this game, mainly because it's our ESPN Pensacola High School Football Game of the Week. You can listen to that starting at 7 p.m. sharp tomorrow night on 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m., and on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. I'm back in the studio for this one, so I don't mind picking a winner. I'll take Tate.
Okay, this is the Bay rivalry, if you will. Gulf Breeze taking on Pensacola High.
Oh, gosh, I got to take Pensacola. Nothing against Gulf Breeze. It's
they're
just they've had some lows.
Year. No, they're having a bad year. Jay at Blackshear, Alabama. Another bad boy Alabama team coming up here.
Yeah,
but Jay, listen, Jay's a great team.
I was going to say, nothing personal.
That's right.
Blackshear.
I hear you.
I got to take Jay.
Okay, Pace at Milton.
Nothing. Well, it may be personal, Milton, because I'm a Pace alum. But the Patriots, my goodness, one loss and Milton's 0-9. It's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Give me the Pats.
You think the Raiders can do something against Niceville? Navarre's Niceville.
I don't think so. Niceville is consistently one of the best teams around here. They currently are one of the best teams around here. Got to take the Eagles.
I don't see Pensacola Catholic losing another game this season. They're taking on St. John Paul II.
Yeah, you know, I made a point of doing some research on St. John Paul, and not the guy himself, but the school. And they're like 5-4 on the year, not great. But
mediocre team.
Yeah, but some of the teams that they're playing top dogs. They're playing like IMG Academy. They face somebody like that. So this is a matter of, okay, you got to look at the difference in caliber of competition. They may be ready for a team of Catholics' potential.
Let's not underestimate the Crusaders.
Oh, no, I've learned not to.
Excellent football team. West Florida, Pine Forest.
Man, both teams having, you used the word mediocre earlier. They're both having mediocre years. I will take Pine Forest.
Okay, so there you go. That's the high school look for tonight and tomorrow night.
And, of course, we had the Yankees and Dodgers Game 5 getting underway last night, and the Dodgers won. They made a comeback, actually. I think they were down, what, 5-0 and won 7-6?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, so they won in Game 5. Congrats to them, I suppose. And tonight's Thursday night football action. We got the Jets hosting the Houston Texans at MetLife Stadium. The Texans are 6-2, and the Jets are 2-6. They've lost 5 games in a row, kickoff at 7:15.
Did you think they were going to be better this season?
The Jets? Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I thought that.
All the hype around Aaron Rodgers and the new trades they got.
Adams.
Yeah, Devontae Adams coming on. Didn't do much, did it?
No, not yet, at least.
All right. Scambi Deputy's confirming this afternoon. Two men 24-year-old Zachary Mallow of Cantonment and 31-year-old Terrence Fasald of Pensacola were arrested in connection with a string of burglaries and the discovery of illegal drugs in the area. Get this. You want to hear you want to hear what they found when they went over to this the home is on Majestic and Dongle Drive. Deputies found stolen firearms, fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamines, marijuana, hydrocodone, and Xanax. They had the whole pharmacy there.
My goodness.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good job from the good guys.
Oh, for sure. And also, just want to let you know that we just got a text here, so it's fittingly timed, okay. But it's 4:45 on the nose anyway. Did get a texter saying Garcon Point Road at Highway 98, coming back into Gulf Breeze, heavily backed up, way more than normal. That's one of just several spots.
Well, I can perfectly attest to that. That's my neighborhood. And
confirm it's bad.
It is. And what they're doing, and they put the signs up for the past 2 weeks, road construction going on to the bridge on ramp.
Yeah.
So it's nothing new out there, but that texture is right 100% on the money. It's a mess.
Yes.
That whole intersection is a construction mess. And if you have just washed your car, avoid that intersection. A lot of dust, and you're going to be an unhappy camper.
Well, and that's the thing. The texter is correct. It is very heavily backed up, more than usual. But we also had accident reports on Mobile Highway causing some backups near the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, actually. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still giving us issues. And we even had some heavy backups on 9th Avenue at the intersection with Creighton Road. There was an accident report there adding to the congestion. And then Highway 90 looking rough as well.
Yeah, if folks don't know what we're talking about, that intersection, go pretty. It's in front of the Walmart.
Yes.
Right there in front of the Walmart. So, and then on ramp to the bridge. But
one thing remains consistent. It's 79 degrees and overcast skies. Tonight's low going to be 71.
And one thing remains consistent. It's just absolutely a mess over there. A lot of dust. Sirius, you and I discussed cruising a couple of days ago, but here's a story that I wanted to pass on to you. A dozen cruise ship passengers have been sickened by Legionnaires' disease. Haven't heard from this in a while. Not one ship, two different ships. Fox's Ted Linder has more on this situation.
10 of the 12 passengers had to be hospitalized, and the CDC tracked the Legionella bacteria back to private balcony hot tubs offered on the higher-end cabins inside the two unidentified ships. The vacationers were sickened at various times over the last 2 years. The hot tubs, which are not required to undergo the same frequent cleanings public hot tubs do, apparently created the perfect environment for the Legionella bacteria for several months without detection. All the hot tubs have since been closed and thoroughly cleaned. Over the years, cruises have been known to be drivers of outbreaks of different viruses and diseases due to the tight proximity of guests in a closed-off environment. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Missed the whole point altogether there, that guy. The point is, and when you're talking about clean, they have a turnaround time of you have to be off that ship if you're coming in by 10 o'clock. You got to be out of there because the cleaning crew has to come on. They start loading back up at 2. They got about a 4-hour turnaround time. They don't have time to go do a thorough, what they call a deep clean, on those spa units. That's where the fault is just the turnaround time is too limited. They can't do a thorough cleaning, but that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
At all. They need to, hey, listen, clean it up.
Right.
But that's really what they're going to, that's the defense you're going to hear. Don't have the time. You got me 4 hours. I got to do, a ship that holds 6,000 people in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Have at it, folks. Also, you may have heard a little while back about Big Lots filing for bankruptcy. That was back in the summer. And you may have thought, oh, no, my top furniture retailer in my local vicinity. Well, it is
Did
being
they
sold
say it just like that.
Yes, just okay, like okay. It. Big Lots is being sold to Nexus Capital Management for $765 million. Nexus Capital also has ties to Dollar Shave Club, Tom's, and many others, and it's expected to take over Big Lots stores in December.
Wow. Well, we can all agree today that we're just a few days from Election Day. Can we all agree on that?
I think so.
November 5th is the Election Day. But what if you cast your vote and then you changed your mind? Do you have any options? Well, nearly every state, including Florida, once you have sent in your vote by mail ballot or you cast your vote at an early voting site, it's a done deal. You cannot change it.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially if you are going especially if you are going to make the point of, you know what, I'm going to vote early by this method.
Right,
they're expecting you to be all the more confident in whatever you're doing.
While we're talking voting, let me just give you some figures here real quick. This is fresh, right off the old press here. With only days remaining, nearly 5.7 million Floridians have cast ballots for the election. As of today, this afternoon, right now, immediately, 700,000 more voters have taken advantage of voting by mail and voting early this year. Republicans outnumber Demos 1.7 million to 904,000 in early voting. Democrats hold a very slim margin over Republicans in the mail-in ballots.
All righty.
That's fresh stuff.
Oh, yeah. You said it yourself, fresh off the press.
Fresh off the press.
450 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, typically we hear about Coca-Cola and Pepsi, you know, being rivals, but thanks to L.A. County, they might be unlikely brothers. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein, and I'm running for the Florida House District 2. 90% of my incumbent opponent's donations have come from outside the district, while nearly all of mine have come from the hardworking people in District 2. Unlike my opponent, I work for the people right here at home, and not for South Florida developers, lobbyists, and corporate interests. We need independent leaders whose main priority is serving the people of Northwest Florida and preserving our local way of life. VoteKimKlein.com.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA, for Florida House District 2.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about a lot of things, including the Super Delta flyover, the World Series being resolved, some Trump back and forth with the garbage incident, but also Mike Wood from PPD told us an amazing story of police officers not shooting somebody who came to the door with a gun and pointed it at them and eventually was able to get that person disarmed with verbal commands. Amazing story of restraint by PPD. And thank God everybody's okay. You can check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. Coming up at about 5:12 this afternoon, we're going to hear from a very unique guest, Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee from the Blue Angels. Last year on the team, she's been there for 2 years. I think that's the team limit. We will hear from her and how she feels about leaving and how she feels about developing all these great relationships in Pensacola. So 5:12, we'll talk about that. All right. Coming up in not far, 10, 15 minutes.
Absolutely. And also hinted at this before the break, L.A. County suing Coca-Cola and PepsiCo for plastic pollution. The lawsuit announced Wednesday claims that the companies deceived the public about their products' recyclability and environmental impact. It also says that the soda companies have failed to disclose significant environmental and health harms that have been associated with plastic containers. And L.A. County argues that greenhouse gas emissions from the production of the plastic products have negatively impacted and threatened all county residents. Who would have thought that it was going to take systemic pollution to bring those two companies together?
Who ever thought that Benjamin Braddock would have introduced the word plastics to Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
You have no clue with what I'm talking about, do you?
Not really.
The Graduate movie. Oh, and that was the word. Here's the word of the future, Ben. Plastics.
Well, He wasn't wrong.
No. It's kind of ended up in an air thing now. So anyway, I read that story. I went, oh, my goodness. There's a whoop of problem on that one. Do you, by any chance, happen to know about the Netflix Tiger King series?
Yes, I do.
Are you familiar with it?
Yes, and I'm familiar with Joe Exotic previously being here.
Well, Joe Exotic, are you ready?
Yes.
Is engaged.
What?
Netflix Tiger King star Joe Exotic is reportedly engaged to a fellow inmate. The 61-year-old, whose real name is Joe Maldonado Passage, announced his engagement to 33-year-old Jorge Marquez. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, Exotic's post read in part, "He is so amazing and is from Mexico. Now the quest of getting married in prison and getting him asylum, or we will be leaving America when we both get out." Maldonado was convicted in 2019 on 21 counts, including 19 counts of wildlife crimes and 2 counts of hiring a hitman to kill animal activist Carol Baskin. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, there's a commercial running across the cable platform, and it's by Prime, and it goes, "Woo! Woo!" Well, that's my woo story for the afternoon.
My goodness.
Didn't know it was going to roll out like that.
It's always something with
that. I had no clue. I got a sheet from Fox and said, here's what's going on. Okay.
Right. 4:55 here. Luckily, this is probably a bit more expected, but another quick check of the roads and weather for you. We do have some backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. There is an accident reported near there. Also, the spots on North 9th Avenue near Creighton Road. And we got some heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point as well. Outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71 tomorrow, high of 82, low of 66.
This could be a very detrimental story if I'm leading into the same producer at Fox over here. Over 1 million chickens in Iowa have been killed, and their deaths had nothing to do with the bird flu.
Pure Prairie Poultry Incorporated declared bankruptcy last month. But what to do about the 1.3 million chickens the poultry producer still had? The Iowa Department of Agriculture stepped in to take over care of the birds, hoping it could find a buyer for them. It couldn't. The agency said it considered donating the chickens to help low-income Iowans. But with nowhere to send them and increasing feed costs, a court allowed the department to begin what they call the depopulation of the birds. The state ag department says the chickens were put down humanely and then turned into compost. Jill Nato, Fox News.
That was a very upsetting story.
I was going to say.
We need to start looking at those. Because so far I have learned about a prison marriage and the genocide of chickens.
I mean to tell you, I didn't think it was going to go that way. Okay, the FDA. We're going to try this one. It has some food safety tips for the upcoming holiday season.
This is House Call for Health. Happy Halloween, which means time for safety tips for parents from the Food and Drug Administration to help make sure the candy and other treats your kids bring home are safe. First, feed your kids a meal or snack before they go out. This way they won't be tempted to eat any of the candy until they're home and it's been inspected by an adult. Next, talk to your kids about not eating candy or taking candy that isn't in its original wrapper. Look for unusual appearances or discoloration or tiny pinholes or tears in candy wrappers. If a piece looks suspicious, don't take any chances. Throw it away. Also, if you're hosting a party, watch out for unpasteurized juice or cider that can contain harmful bacteria like salmonella. Be sure to buy pasteurized products. And don't let the kids eat raw cookie dough or cake batter that contains uncooked eggs or unbaked flour. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Lisa. Also, Saturday Night Live's 50th season continuing with back-to-back shows in November. On November 9th, Bill Burr returns as host for the second time with MKG as the musical guest. In addition, on November 16th, singer Charlie XCX will double duty as both the host and musical guest. And then SNL returns this Saturday with comedian John Mulaney as host and musical guest Chapel Roan.
All these acronyms or initials or whatever, I'm lost in some of these bands.
Yeah, MKG, that sounds familiar, and I do know who Charlie XCX is. Though it is a tongue twister.
You lost me at Charlie. FBNL, you're not going to like this, folks. Outline plans to pay for repairs after four hurricanes in 14 months. The utility wants $1.2 billion to recover restoration costs, $150 million to replenish its storm reserve. FPNL is requesting the Florida Public Service Commission to allow a temporary surcharge on monthly bills in 2025. Here it is, $8 higher for customers in Northwest Florida. It's all based on 1,000 kilowatts used per month.
Really?
So the bottom message here, and get your pair, get ready to shell out some FPNL bucks.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.